Don't go to the message. Here we go. Last week, I talked to you about my mom. Normally, I don't do this. It's a one-sermon deal. But because of time, I didn't get able to finish. And I had so many of you coming up to me saying, what happened? Or how could she make it? My mother got saved, and I became a Christian with her. And she had just recently married my stepdad. And I can't get back into the whole story. But he, you know, after I went off to school, I was the last kid. He physically abused my mother in incredible ways and hurt my mom. And things I didn't know because I was away, and mom was so strong that she just wouldn't. We know people like this, that you just don't know what they're going through. Y'all listening or not? You think you know. You don't know. You understand? Say. Everybody's different. Your mama had amazing strength, so she bore up. And she's always caring about you first. So you could, she almost wouldn't let you find out how she's doing. You understand? And so she lived like that. And I talked about that last week. And finally, on November the 25th, 1993, that was the night before Thanksgiving, my stepdad shot my mother 6 times in the little bathroom right at the back of the house where she would get ready every night and take care of her teeth and wash her face. He came in right there and shot her 6 times. He reloaded the gun. He walked a few feet, sat on a little stool, and shot himself. That was the night before Thanksgiving, and that's what my family found on Thanksgiving Day back in 1993. Now, I know that's a hard story, but it's a true story. Guys, life is life. You know what I'm talking about? Say. Sometimes we come to church and we try to just put a flower on it. Or we dress it up, don't we? Where'd that come from? Say. I think the more real, and it doesn't bother me if people dress up, or just okay. But honestly, guys, if anybody ought to be real and just come like real people, it ought to be the church people. Y'all listening to me or not? I know it's a different idea, but come on. We want to let people feel like you're part of us and we're just regular folk here. Amen? Say. So anyway, that was what happened to my mom. But I had to push it really fast on this part last week. Today I want to talk to you how Mama made it. What do I mean? Well, pop it up, Raj. Let's go. Let's go. I want to introduce you to my mother today, 20 years later. Somebody I love with everything in me. When Mama was killed, my greatest cheerleader died. And I know many of you mothers are like that. You love your kids. That was me. She was proud of me. And I lost a lot that day. That was she and me at my former church, standing in front of the pulpit. She was always smiling. I'd like to introduce you to her today. That's the last time I saw Mom alive. She made that dress for my brother's wedding. I'm sorry to cry on you today. Mama was always smiling. If there's anything Mama taught me, she said, Gary, no matter what it is, you can smile through it. Isn't that the truth, say? Sometimes it's about somebody else could use a smile. It ain't just about you. Right? Say, you never know. Always smiling. She's always concerned about other people. You couldn't get it. I'd call her, Mama, how you doing? Before I could get, how you doing? How you doing? She'd turn it on a dime on you so quick. Cared about you. She was constantly giving. Constantly giving. I tell you what, Mama picked up stuff by the road. Mama rebated. She couponed. I know my Mama. Mama would, if Mama would have been here today and we told her we were doing seats, my Mama would have been up and down the road every day this week, next week, the following week, finding stuff people had thrown out. She'd have her little yard sale. She'd go up to Rockingham where they had the flea market. She'd sell it, and she'd buy as many seats as humanly possible. That's the way Mama was, even though she didn't have a lot. You understand? She'd find a way. One of my goals, I've never shared this publicly, But one of my goals for Fellowship Church, I don't know if it'll come to fruition, is I'd love to have a big place one day about the size of that old suite bay down here that's vacant. You know where it's at? I'd love to have that as a thrift store for the glory of God, in honor of my mother, helping abused women, helping mamas with babies that don't have the money to raise the kids, and let people know there's a place where you can give something, where all of it goes to help people. It's not like the 18 cents on the dollar that goes in these other places. You understand? Because she loved that. There's so much junk thrown away that's still good stuff. Amen, say. And I know y'all pick at me for doing that, going by the road and picking up stuff. Yeah, I make you get out of the car. Yeah, the other day. Did we do it the other day or no? What was the other day? I looked at it. We pulled up real close. There we go. Here we go. Come on. Mama worked with her hands so she could what? Give to others. Didn't mind doing that. Mama could watch TV and shell pecans at the same time. What's the problem with that? And then give you a bag of shelled pecans. Amen? Just the way she was. She loved and attended God's house faithfully. She was a tither. Mama always told me this, you got to give God His first. Can you say that with me? You got to give God His, and she would do it with a smile. I sat beside her when she'd give the offering, and when I'd come home and preach, she'd be sitting right next to me, and there she'd pull it out. She'd look at me. Got to give God His first. Amen? I'm like, I know, Mom. She was an encourager. She never complained. Can you say that with me? She, well, that ain't me. I'm trying, Mama. Amazing. She served her husband. I mean, I could go on that, from the clothes to the house to the yard to the food. You'd want to lick the plate when Mama cooked it. You know what I'm saying? Crazy good. She prayed for her husband. That was the last thing she did that night before she went home and was murdered. She hummed a lot. We said this last week, but I wanted to bring that up one more time. Keep going. She loved her grandkids. There she's with the kids. The last time she saw my young'uns here in Florida. Keep going. Let's just roll it pretty quick now. There she is with little Elise. She loved her pastor, Joey Bird, and his wife, Linda, and they're tremendous friends of mine. She never whined or grumbled about her church. Can you say that with me? She never or grumbled about her. Can we do that one again? She never. Hey, I want you next time you whine about this place, don't you think about my mama? And let you want you to know she's closer to Jesus than you are today. I got somebody up there watching over me other than Jesus. I got Mama too. Amen? Come on. You think Mama would be happy with fellowship? Say. Come on. You think she'd be happy to be here? Amen? Yeah, I know that's rough. Here's Mama right there in the middle. This was a ministry Mama started called the Dorcas Ministry. These widow ladies, she would serve them and love on them, and they would get together and they would make things. And one of the most beautiful things that happened when my mother was murdered, there was a proclamation by the governor of North Carolina that was made in honor of my mom and the ministry called the Dorcas Ministry, for caring for people that had needs, people that had needed clothes, people and missionaries around the world. They would send stuff in a little old church in Rockingham. It's amazing what one woman can do. Amen? So that was such an honor for me. And that's there at the church in North Carolina. These are two things that hang in a building that was named in my mother's memory back home. She made it with her own hands. When she watched TV or sat in the house, she was not an idle person. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Say. She's always doing, because she could watch that show and she could do this at the same time and she could talk to you too. Amen. I can do this. I can drink a Diet Coke, eat some nachos, and watch football. That's terrible, ain't it? I'm sorry. Here we go. Hangs there in the hall there in Rockingham. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you're done, if you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in the world we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or late, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. Amen? That's a good word for us today, Mama. My mama lived every day as if it would be her last, because my stepdad threatened her. I didn't know any of these things until after her death. The investigation, and people came out of the woodwork and talking, and neighbors and what have you, and friends who had been sworn to silence. She slept with a hatchet under her pillow because he would tell her, "I'm going to kill you while you sleep." So Mama lived every day as if it would be her last day. That's a good lesson for all of us. You know what I mean? This is what she wrote, or copied, or I don't know where she got it. "This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, a day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it." Amen? It's a good word for us as well. So I want you to erase any picture in your mind of a defeated, depressed, or complaining woman, even though she lived under that intense abuse. This was my mom. This is who she was. Say that with me. She was a what? And you can be a conqueror. And you can say back to me, "But Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through." And I don't understand what you're going through. But I do know you can be a conqueror. Did you hear me? Because you're going through something doesn't mean you can't conquer. You can conquer because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can conquer. I'm more than a conqueror. Does the Bible say I'm more than a conqueror? Through what? Through Him who what? Loved me. So I can conquer. Greater is He that's in who? Me than he that's in this what? World. She was a conqueror. She believed it. She grabbed on to it. Living with the devil. But she grabbed on to it. I can still touch people. I can still succeed. Crazy. How could she be so victorious under search, persecution, and abuse? I got 5 minutes to do this. It's all right. We're going to do it. How Mama made it. I wrote this down on the way home 20 years ago. How could Mama smile? How could Mama encourage me? How could Mama do what Mama does? How could Mama be what Mama was? There ain't no way. How could I not know this? Simple message. How you can make it. Mama made it. Mama said, "I'll read God's Word every day. I'll read God's Word every day." That's what Mama did. Every day. See, Mama had to. I hate to tell you, some of you don't have to. You got it good. You could have it better. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Read God's Word every day. Read God's Word every day. Read God's Word every day. "Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the Word. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Thy Word have I what? Hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you, Lord. Thy Word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Amen? Come on. The Word of God's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. piercing even to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. She needed to hear from God. Amen? Because her world was silent at home, other than being abused. But God talked to her through the Word. You get it? Amen? Say, how can you make it? Through the Word. Oh, this is a simple message, guys. How'd Mama make it? I just wrote it down on a little piece of paper. How'd Mama make it? Because this is what Mama did. Mama read that Bible every day. What'd Mama do? Mama said, I'll go to church every Sunday. Now, not just every Sunday. Anytime doors are open. Amen? She was there. I had somebody recently tell me, sweet young lady here at Fellowship, she said she's out there planting trees. And then I see her another time and she's out here doing something. She said, I don't want to miss anything that happens here. I want to be here for it all. Amen? Mama was like that. Let us consider one another to provoke unto what? Love and good works. See, you know Mom's life at home. So can you imagine how happy she was on Sunday to be able to get up to go to church and come to be with church folk and her friends and people that love God and those ladies that she would sew the quilts with and make the things with? Can you imagine how happy it made her on Sunday? Oh my God, I get to go to church. I get to be with people today. Wow, I'm going to get love today. Do you see why we want to hug people's necks when they come in? Say, see, Mama's still coming in. Mama's still here. There's people come all the time with hurt today. They got hurt, man. And they're looking so forward to being here. Let's don't let them down. Amen? Say. That's what Mama did. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as a man of some is, but exhorting one another and so much more, man. Be more committed, even more so as you see the time of Jesus coming soon. Amen? Let's keep going, Raj. So that's what Mom would do, those two things. How many think that's doable, isn't it? How many think this is doable? See, Mama didn't have an 11th grade education, so you know. This is doable, man. How Mama made it. Oh, wow. This is a big one. Mama said, I'm going to love people. If God gives me somebody to love on, I'm going to love on them, Mama said. You know what happens when you love on somebody? You get love what? Back. Did you know love is more than just looking at somebody and saying something to them? Say. Love is from your heart. Love is deeper. Mama decided, I'm going to love people. Greater love is no man than this, speaking of Jesus, that a man lay down his life for his who? Jesus said, you're my what? If you do what I command you. Boy, this loving people thing, she got it right from Jesus. Amen? Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunt not itself up. Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Love doesn't seek your own. Is not easily provoked. Love doesn't think evil. Love doesn't rejoice in iniquity. Love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. Now, whether it be prophecies, they'll fail. Whether it be tongues, they'll cease. But whether it be knowledge, it'll vanish away. But love will never what? Fail. Love never fails. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. And he that loves not knows God, for God is what? Love. It's amazing. That's pretty simple. That's about it, ain't it? Wait a minute. I'll read God's Word every day. I'll go to church where there's people and where there's a pastor and the Word's being taught and I can serve and help and be encouraged and honor the Lord and give and do. I'm going to love people. It left her quite a legacy. You understand? Say. It left her quite a legacy. And if I have anything to do with it, I'm not done with her legacy yet. You know what I'm saying? I see great things still where my mother is going to touch people's lives in her story. You know, it's already happened. One of the greatest comments I ever got was a little underground church in China watched my mother's story. They gave this on video. You can see it on Christ Television Network. And things like this happened in the past. You could see it and stuff. And we got it out front. But I got the word how they had shown that in China to women who were hurting, and how many of them had trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior by seeing the story of my mama in a little underground church where it's illegal to go to church. They're talking about Gary Clark's mama. That's pretty powerful. You know what I'm saying? A legacy. Mama changed the world. Mine. Anything I am, I owe to my mother. Did you hear me today? I love telling young boys. I told your son the other day. I've told him many times, Anna. Son, love your mother. Amen. Can we say that? Son, love your mother. I know not everybody had a mama like mine, and I feel sorry for you. But I did. Amen. And thank God for that. But we can be like her. Every day I draw on mama's lessons she taught me. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Father, I pray it'll find good ground in our heart. Father, I pray this will help our church today and in the future to know that there's something special here. And Lord, I pray that while I'm talking like this up here today, I pray people are thinking of people in their life that was like my mom. And they'll get motivation from others in their life and thinking back in their past, how that's going to help them in their future to be more like this, to be more like this, to be more like this. For you, Lord, we want to do this for you, to honor you, to glorify you. So, Father, bless this word to our heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for His word today. Can we do that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.